The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
To Cork City we go next, and Cork City Council getting ready to circulate posters encouraging people to clean up after their dogs with a controversial new slogan, which is "Get your SHIT together." A draft poster for the campaign, which will be formally launched soon, shows the letters S and H, followed by a graphic of a dog doing a poo in place of the letter I, and then T. And this is courting a little bit of controversy. Oliver Mourne, the Green Party Council for Cork City North East Area, is with us, and Michelle Gould, Cork City Councillor for Sinn Féin. Michelle, you're not overly happy with this. Is that fair to say?
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
That would be fair to say, yes.
Why?
Wouldn't be overly happy at all. Look, I suppose there's a lot of other ways that we can get the message out there. And I suppose first and foremost, you know, we there's such a lack of bins in the city that would it not be fair to say that to start there first, and that would be the first port of call. I just don't think having language in a poster is appropriate. I just think we're going to encourage children to probably say it. And look, what's stopping people from going in and saying, why doesn't Cork City Council get there together? Do you know what I mean? So
I think
we're opening up a big kind of thing here, you know, that there's probably no need to. There's so many other solutions and avenues we could have taken.
And do you feel it's a rude and a bit offensive?
Look, I'm not a fuddy-duddy. I'm not easily offended by anything myself. But at the end of the day, I'm a member of my local authority. And this will offend some people. Look, it's just not necessary. That's the bottom line. It's not necessary. There's so many other ways that we could do to tackle dog fouling in the city. And look, myself and others just don't think this is probably the best possible route to take.
Okay, Oliver, what do you think of it?
I'm quite happy to offend people if they're offended by this, because people do need to get it together. We're doing lots. We're giving out free dog fouling bags. We've hundreds of bins across the city. We've designated dog-friendly parks with bins. We've a designated dog-only park with bins. We've dog walking routes with bins. We're developing more. We've had annual schools competition. We've resident associations doing activities like paint means poo campaigns. With standard signs in English and Irish, we're looking into bylaws to require people to carry a bag, and it still happens. And this is a very serious matter. I know people always get a giggle out of dog fouling whenever it's discussed.
Not when you stand in it.
Nobody wants to stand in it. It affects people with disabilities. It affects children. It affects parents with buggies. At its most serious, it can cause a loss of concentration in school very frequently, but as it's more serious, it causes blindness and a loss of limb.
So you're saying Cork City Council has its SH1T together on this. You've done everything.
We have a designated dog fouling committee, as Michelle knows, because we're both on it. That's how serious we are about this. And we have long-term strategies, which we are increasingly rolling out everywhere. We're doing lots of things. And I want the message for anyone listening here who wants to know, is it acceptable behaviour? It is not acceptable behaviour. And using appropriate language to tell people that, I think, is the right and proper thing.
But Michelle doesn't think it's appropriate language. And, she might have a point. You see that on a poster, your six-year-old is going to think it's okay to shout that around the place. Are you okay with that?
When the initial proposal came to the dog fouling committee, it came from a different councillor, it had "get your SH together," right, as being the phrasing. I was initially not too warm on that, to be honest. But when the poster design came back, that won me over, because the poster design is an attractive one. It gets the message there, and it spells it out for the people who need to spell it out for. But for everybody else, it takes the approach, very common approach, which is to black out one single letter. Uh-huh. Everybody knows what it means.
So the I is the dog mid poo. That's
exactly.
Represents the eye, and that's, you said that was okay when you saw that.
Look, it's a common approach, which you see it in comic books, you see it in newspapers, you see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as if we're doing anything unusual there.
Yeah, Oliver makes a strong argument, Michelle, in favour of this poster. All of the measures are there, and people really do need to get there together on this.
But they're not there, Claire, to be fair. Oliver just said there's hundreds of bins. When I got elected, I purposely put myself on this committee, the dog fouling committee, for the simple fact was we don't have enough bins, and we certainly don't have enough bins in my area. So it's after taking well over a year for me to get six bins in a route that I actually created with Cork City Council, so that it would be a kind of a circular route where people would frequently be walking their dogs. And would you believe I'm still waiting on signage for that? So, like, what's wrong with having a sign saying dog bin X amount of yards up the road, at, you know, and have the signage for that and put in the bins? Because mm-hmm. there is a severe shortage of bins. Any local area meeting that I attend in the community, they're constantly crying out for bins. So definitely not. There's definitely a big shortage of bins in the area. And I suppose I'm totally against people, you know, that I suppose don't pick up after themselves and things like that. Nobody is denying that. But do I think Cork City Council have done everything to relate to this? No, they haven't. So, and Richard said there about newspapers. Yeah. I mean, kids don't read newspapers. So, like, you know, as in at six yeah. years of age, they're going to be looking at this in the park and in bus shelters.
So are you saying you know? That it's not fair to say that dog owners need to get their SHIT together on this because the measures aren't in place for them to do that?
Well, you see, the problem is, if the bins were there, like, why can't we start with installing more bins? Wouldn't that be the best place to spend the money on now rather than advertising and shock advertising? That does not necessarily mean, and stats show that it doesn't necessarily mean that shock advertising makes people do something, you know? So at the end of the day, the crux of the matter here is positive reinforcement. I'm on that committee, as Oliver said. We go out to schools, we encourage children, that we have a dog fouling poster competition, which is positive. And the winner of that competition, then that child gets their poster put up in the immediate vicinity uh-huh. of their school.
Which is positive, with no bold words in it, you know.
No bold words in it. Like I said, it's not that I'd be easily offended by many things in my life. At the end of the day, I'm a public rep. This was an issue when I was on the Doors canvas. Thing, purposely put myself on the committee, and what I found since I'm on that group is there's a severe lack of bins, and I mm-hmm. personally feel if I didn't put myself on that committee, those six bins in my area that okay. took over a year to get, that I'm very appreciative of, would not be in place.
Oliver, spend the money on the bins, not on the poster with the bad word in it, with the SHIT in it.
First of all, there will never be enough bins. Never. And we're not talking about dog owners. I don't want to pull you out on this, but you refer to dog owners needing to get their SHIT together. It's a real minority of dog owners.
But that's what the poster says. That's what it says. Get your SHIT together. And that is directed to dog owners.
And it's directed at the people it needs to be directed at. For
dog
those
owners.
People,
dog
there
owners.
Will never be enough bins. Right? I compare it to a parent with a baby and a nappy. You would never, ever consider leaving a nappy on the ground or, as happens, hanging it from trees and bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Like crazy behaviour.
I don't know why people do that.
But these people believe that this
because
is somehow
there's no
acceptable.
Bins there, that's why.
Like, yeah, I mean, I have been in that situation where I've had to carry the bag around with me. I have two dogs. I've carried two bags of poo around with me for a long walk. It's not pleasant, but hanging it on a tree or leaving it on a wall doesn't really make sense to me. But actually, I want to ask, Oliver, can I ask you about this?
That's the people you're dealing with.
As a Green Party councillor, how do you feel about the plastic bags people are using to pick the poo up?
The ones that the Cork City Council give out are biodegradable.
Yeah, but even at
and the message too is that every bin is a dog fouling bin. You don't need to wait. There are some local authorities that have designated dog fouling bins, not in Cork City Council.
Okay.
Every bin is a dog fouling bin.
I was in a country estate where it's open to the public for walks. And I produced the bag, and the owner of the big house came down to me and said, would you mind not using that and just kick the dog poo into the ditch, into the side, because he was not happy with the use of these plastic. And when you think about it, it does make sense not to be using the bags and just to get the poo out of the way of the road or the path or whatever without using more plastic to do it.
Well, look, if that's the case for that particular landowner, then that's their entitlement, right? If that's what
but you're happy with the bags being used.
The bags, I believe, if you were to choose a biodegradable one, I don't know, are there plastic-only ones that left?
Mm-hmm.
But certainly the ones that Cork City Council gives out for free to people are all biodegradable. I'll give you one example of how these get used. A couple of years ago, there was one particular area near me very badly affected by dog fouling. It's actually a designated dog-friendly park, but it's also where children play afterwards. And I got 1,000 biodegradable dog fouling bags from Cork City Council, deposited them nearby, They were all gone within a day.
Yeah.
Taken by the responsible owners, but still the dogs howling remained.
Who have their SHIT together.
Within 50 metres of where the dog howling is.
Some messages coming in. We're getting so many on this. I'm going to try and bring a flavour of them. If it helps to sort the issue out, I'm all for it. Cork is awful for dog fouling. I live on the Douglas Road. It's a constant issue. It's disgusting. I report it regularly to the City Council. Nothing is done about it. People walk their dogs on the road and leave their poo on the footpaths every day of the week, and there are not hundreds of bins here, is what that listener says about the Douglas Road. John was in Dublin recently. He lives abroad and he couldn't get over the amount of dog poo. The smell was absolutely awful. Lorna says, for goodness sake, get a life. If the softly, softly approach hasn't worked, people won't pick up their dog's poo. I agree. Offend away until the owners pick up after their dogs. That includes the full bag. So there's frustration out there, Michelle, that the softly, softly approach hasn't worked. And really, maybe it is a poster like this that you need to get the message to dog owners that they can't just let the dog poo on the path and leave it there.
But Claire, there is no softly, softly approach. The only approach to this would probably be to have more enforcement and fines. That's something that can be done. That's a solution. And again, I'll go back to it. The crux of the matter is the bins. My thing is, you said it yourself, you're going to be stuck in traffic in a car and your 6-year-old or whatever is going to be looking out. They're going to be sounding out the words. You're encouraging that. Is that going to help somebody up the road from you pick up their dog poo? Probably, you know what I mean? So I just think there's so many more things that could be done here. That's the problem. And the fact of the matter is, fair play to the people who do pick it up. You know, we're not here to bash anybody like that. It's just that, I mean, I have a dog myself. I pick up after my dog. She's a fairly small dog, but I still pick up after my dog. And I'm carrying that with me for ages. And oftentimes I just have to bring it home because there is no bin on the route. And that's the problem here. Okay. So there definitely aren't enough bins with Cork City Council. And look, you can put dog waste into the Cork City Council bins. The bins that are provided are put on the bin route in general, so they're collectible. Mm-hmm. It's not an extra ordeal out of the way to actually go and empty these bins. What's stopping someone from saying, why doesn't Cork City Council get their SHIT together?
Well, they might.
That's the problem.
They might
and
say
what about
that too.
You're working behind the desk inside there and someone comes in and says, well, listen, now I've X amount of years waiting on a housing list and so many housing maintenance problems. Why don't you get your together? You know, and I just think you're encouraging something that doesn't need to be.
Coarsens the discourse, is your point. Michelle and Oliver, we'll have to leave that one there, but thank you both and thank you to everybody for sending messages in. We'll bring you more of them as we go through the morning. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.